Whoa.
You don't need to hang out, mate.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. It's our Friday movie conversation. It's great to have you here.
Hi, John.
So I actually was a big fan of the Jack Reacher first movie that everyone forgot. It was an interesting character for Tom Cruise. That's the big release, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. What do you think?
Yeah, this is the sequel. You know, he's the ex-military loner created by the novelist Lee Child. And in this episode, one of his army buddies is brought up on espionage charges. She's played by Cobie Smulders, and he's going to break her out of a military prison and get to the bottom of this mystery.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me?
First, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
You know, this plays to the Clint Eastwood qualities of Tom Cruise, whatever you may think of him. And I like that because Mission Impossible, he's just hanging out of buildings all the time.
You know, I happen to think that Tom Cruise is still today just a total bona fide movie star. And
yeah,
if there's a reason to see this movie, it's definitely him. I found him a little too smug and cocky and unbelievable in the first Jack Reacher. He's a little more vulnerable, a little angrier in this movie, which I kind of like.
We'll see if it connects.
Yes, I think it probably will. You know, Tom Cruise is great in these kinds of roles.
This trailer has certainly connected. I've seen it about three or four times. The Keeping Up with the Joneses movie, which is the new comedy with John Hamm and Zach Galifianakis.
I said, get in the car.
We're going to get in the car.
Guys, now.
When I count to three, you're going to run, okay? One, two.
Jeff!
Oh, my God.
I said three!
Jeff! Please, would you just get in the car?
I was making a head start.
On your wife?
How do you figure out who's the straight man or woman and who's the comedian in this film?
That's a good point. You forgot to mention Gal Gadot, who our future Wonder Woman is also in this film. You know, this seems to be kind of a holdover from sort of a late 70s, early 80s comedy genre. The suburban couple, new neighbors move in, and it turns out they're spies, and they get drawn into an espionage plot. I just don't feel like this film has its imagination working on overdrive quite enough. You know, and I just feel like in this day and age when it's so easy to stay on the couch and watch something on your TV, I feel like a comedy has got to give you a little bit more than this to really bring you out into the theaters. And it just, I can't say it's a bad movie. It's amiable. It's not offensive. I like that. It's good-natured, but it doesn't really hit you. There's not very many belly laughs in this one.
The inevitable Michael Moore lands in Trump land, and that literally is the movie that's released here in New York. Michael Moore in Trump land. What's it all about?
Surprise release. Announced Tuesday, started playing on Wednesday. It's a filmed version of his one-man stage show in Wilmington, Ohio, a Trump stronghold, where he basically goes and tries to sway the voters over toward Hillary Clinton. There is one moment in this film that I like where he seems to really genuinely reach across the proverbial aisle and try to connect and empathize with Trump voters, their anger, their sense of disenfranchisement. And I thought that was a really interesting and kind of moving little mini essay that he has in this film. But I have to tell you, this is basically an hour and 10 minutes of stumping for Hillary Clinton. And even if you are a diehard supporter, I'm not really sure you're going to buy some of Michael Moore's arguments, comparing Hillary Clinton to the Pope and fantasizing that she's going to have a first 100 days where she enacts all these daring pieces of legislation and completely changes the country. So in a way, it really just plays to the usual Michael Moore base, even though I think he's talented, funny, he's a lot of fun to see on stage. No big surprises here. This is not what you'd call an October surprise, I guess.
Cashing in on the bizarre qualities of the 2016 election.
Yes, very much so.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.